we'll do a practice of metta now. And metta is a practice of kindness. So sit in some way or arrange yourself in one way that is kind to your body. And feel free to change at any time. We start with a wish that all beings be happy. And we end with the wish that all beings be happy. Always using phrases that are easiest for you. Use my phrases if they resonate, and use your own if they don't. Feel how it is in your body now. Any sense of your hips sinking down? And the chair or the floor? The earth somehow receiving you? And supporting you. Feel your body as a part of the Earth's body. Feel the pull down. Feel your connection and the earth as a part of your body. A sense of oneness. Feel your heart in your own body. Knowing that our hearts are open and closed. Notice the condition right now how it is in your own heart. Accepting whatever is there. Set an intention to let go of whatever is in the way of your heart opening. Feel if your heart is shaky. If it's tender. Feel the wish to be happy. Feel the wish to feel your heart. Start with forgiveness. If there is someone whom I've harmed, through my thoughts, through my words, or through my deeds, I ask their forgiveness. Knowing that I'm human, I make mistakes, and my actions often arise from craving, from aversion, and from ignorance. Ask their forgiveness now, call them to mind. Feel their presence here. Feel the sorrow of having caused suffering to their tenderness. Now let yourself be forgiven. Receive forgiveness from this being. Let yourself feel forgiven by the part of them that understands. If there's any way in which I've harmed myself, through my own thoughts, my own words, and my own deeds. I forgive myself. If I can't forgive myself, I intend to forgive myself. Just as powerful. Forgiveness is letting go, or the intention to let go, of what we're holding against ourselves or someone else or life. Feel the ways in which we've betrayed ourselves. Any acts or thoughts of unkindness to ourselves. I forgive myself for the pain that I've caused myself by trying to be perfect. I forgive myself for the pain that I've caused myself by comparing myself to others. I feel the pain I've caused myself. I forgive my body and its growing old, for illness, and for knowing that death is coming. Sense that there's some part of your being that's difficult to forgive. Some part of your body or of your mind that it's difficult to accept. Hold this space with love. I forgive myself, or I intend to forgive myself, my non-acceptance. I forgive myself for not accepting my need for love and connection. I forgive myself for not knowing my needs. I forgive myself my vulnerability and not accepting my humanness. A task is not to seek for love, but merely to see and find the barriers within our hearts that we've built against it. It's our nature to love ourselves. Stay in touch with the sensations, the physical sense of your heart. I forgive myself for taking for granted this precious and finite life. Have mercy on yourself. I forgive myself for not feeling safe in this world. I forgive myself for not knowing how to let my heart open. I forgive myself for not trusting myself and my unfolding path. For the pain of a closed heart. I reconnect with a vow to love myself just the way I am. May I open to my fear and my sorrow with loving kindness and compassion. May I be gentle, open to myself, to my pain, with loving kindness and compassion. Bring some tenderness to the wounds that you know need care and love. And now to others or another who has treated me poorly or unkindly, I forgive, or I intend to forgive, or I'm not ready to forgive. Knowing that their actions come from their own ignorance, cravings, and hatred. Now call to mind someone who's touched your life. Someone you admire. Someone who has made a contribution to you. A being for whom you have pure appreciation. Bring this person, this being, here in your mind. See them in your mind's eye and feel them in your heart. And from your heart, say thank you. Someone you know, or someone you can imagine, a being, may you be happy. May you be safe, dear one. May you be healthy. May you thrive in your life. Feel fulfillment. And peace. Call to mind someone who you know is suffering. A person. A being. Feel your heart, how it feels towards them. A nation, a population, those who are suffering from crises, from illness. Those who are dying. Someone or some peoples or some beings whose suffering touches your heart. Extend the wish. May you be free of suffering. May you be at peace. If there's someone who's hard to love, consider their injury, their woundedness. Them as a child, deeply harmed. Are dying. knowing that suffering is a part of life, everyone's lives. Feel the suffering of all the people here. Pain in the room. May we all be free of suffering. May we be at peace. May we be free. If there's some place in you that feels suffering, some place in your mind, some place in your body, some place in your heart, say deeply to yourself, may I be free of suffering. May I find deep peace inside me. Extend a wish to yourself. If you can, may I be happy. Or if you can't find those words, may I be free of suffering. A wish, a genuine wish for yourself. And to my loved ones, my family, my dear ones, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May your struggles ease. May you find peace and joy in your heart. May I meet my pain with compassion instead of hatred or fear. All beings want happiness without knowing how to find it. People we know, feel the part in them that wants to be happy, free from pain. Those we don't know, all beings, may all beings who are dying be at peace. All beings who are being born, be at peace, be happy. May all beings in this realm find deep peace, find their hearts. All beings who are near, all beings who are far away, all beings who are seen, and those beings who are unseen. May all beings be at peace. May all beings know their basic nature, their goodness. Feel the love inside. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace.